It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A Wisconsin kayaker has smashed a 30-year speed record for solo paddling the entire Wisconsin River, roughly 430 miles from Land O'Lakes to Prairie du Chien.
Rib Mountain resident Andy Nevitt raced through the state along Wisconsin's main waterway. Over Memorial Day weekend, he completed the journey in 3 days, 20 hours and 45 minutes, shattering the previous record set in 1995 by over 5 hours.
We're catching up now with Andy Nevitt to talk about his record-setting experience for the fastest solo paddle down the Wisconsin River. Andy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Kate.
Rivers, they are wild, they're beautiful, but they can also be so deadly. And I'm wondering, as we start out, do you have reflections on the Guadalupe River tragedy in Texas Hill Country?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think that there is a power that's harnessed, or a potential power that rivers have, or even, you know, lakes and water in general. And the tragedy that's unfolded on the Guadalupe River is unfortunately a really tragic showcasing of what can happen when you're susceptible to the power that it can unleash. And it's really sad to see. And my thoughts go out to the families that are affected by that. It's just awful to see. Mm-hmm.
Turning to your journey, running the entire Wisconsin River, and you said you slept only about 5 hours throughout the nearly 4-day paddle. Where did you find the energy to keep going?
It was kind of a combination. You know, there's different motivating factors. You know, I've gone and done races where sleep is not easily come by. With this, my motivation was really, I wanted to break the record, and I knew that my pace was out in front of the record. I knew I had, you know, somewhere between a 2 and an 8 hour lead throughout the attempt over the record pace. So that was part of my motivation to not sleep, because, you know, as soon as you stop on shore, the record pace starts to catch up to you. So if you're not moving down the river, you're losing your lead. So that was part of it. And the other part was I knew a lot of people were following. there's a little bit of pressure on myself. And I think that, you know, at first it was sort of anxiety producing, but over time I kind of used it as a source of motivation along the way. So
I was reading about the record tracking site that was, I would imagine, was also following you, Fastest Known Paddle, and describing how you went through waist-deep mud and these high winds and these waves and the multiple sets of rapids and, of course, as you know, the sleep deprivation. What was the hardest of these to push through?
I think that, you know, the challenges were kind of compounded just by being so fatigued. But I would say that the hardest challenge was paddling at night in the fog, not only because it was dark and I was tired, but after a while, the sleep deprivation kind of starts playing tricks on your mind, and you start maybe seeing things. Like if you see a patch of fog on the river in the dark, sometimes it can kind of look like a giant tree. And sometimes the fog actually is a tree, and it's very mentally fatiguing, very taxing to have that uncertainty. So I would say that was the biggest challenge. There were rapids, and there were lake crossings that were pretty choppy, and you know, that kind of tossed me around a little bit. But I think the nighttime paddling through the fog was what wore me down the most.
Did it feel like you would get disoriented as to where you were?
Yeah, there was a place further down the river on the lower Wisconsin, as I was approaching Muscadet, the town of Muscadet, it had just gotten dark. I think it was around 10 p.m., 10 or 11. And that was really the first time where I started to experience some sleep deprived, I wouldn't call it hallucinations, but just sort of disorganized thinking. I was kind of unable to concentrate. My vision wasn't able to focus on an object in front of me. That was really the first time. And so when I arrived in Muscadet, I sort of demanded some time to sleep from my wife, my ground support. And I slept for about 90 minutes there, and it seemed to help, at least for a short while.
So your wife served as your support captain and driving along the river through the journey. Can you talk more about her role in this attempt?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been doing this kind of ultra distance racing stuff for maybe 6 years or so. And for the most part, she's been my ground support for all of these long races that I do. So it's been a learning process for me, you know, as far as my gear and learning about myself and my endurance abilities. And it's also been a learning process for her. And I think we've gotten to a point here within the last year or two where we really kind of click and everything kind of falls in nicely. You know, she kind of understands how my mentality changes along the way. Sometimes I can, you know, you get fatigued and you start to not be able to communicate the way you want. You might get a little grumpy and things like that. And she does a really good job about keeping me centered and keeping me focused. So, and also she does a great job with the, you know, the gear. A lot of the job is to swap out hydration packs and have batteries charged and things like that. And she's always been on top of it really well, especially during this attempt.
We're talking about a new record speed for solo paddling the entire Wisconsin River, and Andy Nevitt holds it. Andy, you know, Wisconsin River, 430 miles long, travels right through a number of major cities like Wausau and Prairie du Chien. What parts of the river stood out to you on the journey, because you had so much different scenery also to look at?
Yeah, that's one of the unique things about the Wisconsin River is that it provides a complete variety of different situations. You know, you've got 30 miles of the headwaters, you know, from its source in Lac Vieux d'Azur all the way to near Eagle River, where it feels like you're paddling on a creek. You know, there are beaver dams and there are trees down and there's twists and turns in the river. It really feels like, am I really on the Wisconsin River? You know, if you know what the Wisconsin River looks like at the tail end, it doesn't look anything like what it looks like way up north. But you've got lake crossings and rapids and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, a lot of people along the way are probably really familiar with their own local section. Like if you talk to somebody who lived near Wausau, they'd probably tell you about what the Wisconsin River looks like in Wausau, you know, Lake Wausau and the nearby stretches of river. The people up north know it as the headwaters. You know, it's kind of neat to paddle down the full length, and you kind of, I don't know, string a thread through the entire river and you connect all of those communities along the way. Hmm. It's a pretty neat experience. Something that I'd like to do it again, maybe a little bit more casual pace.
Well, I was just going to say, it's not like you could stop and talk with people along the way. I mean, you couldn't hold any conversations
there were people who came out, and it was another source of motivation where people that would come out as I was portaging around the dams. There's 26 dams along the way. I met I don't know how many people in communities along the way, just chatting with them about, you know, as I was walking from the upriver side to the downriver side of the dam, got to talk to a lot of people along the way, and that was it was a really neat experience.
So can you talk more about the gear you brought for this and how it might compare to, you know, typical kayak equipment?
Sure, yeah. So the kayak that I used it's called a Stellar Falcon, and it's a kind of a subtype of kayak called a surf ski. And these surf skis were sort of born as ocean kayaks, and they're actually used for ocean lifeguards used to use them as rescue craft for people who were trapped out in the surf. And over time, especially within the last, I don't know, I'd say probably 15 or 20 years, they've been used in downriver racing, and people kind of outfit them differently to accommodate for river use. And they're nice and fast, and they're easy to get in and out. They're sort of a sit on top. They're almost like an open top kayak. But it's the one that I use is just shy of 20 feet long and under 19 inches wide. So long and skinny. And it's you sacrifice a lot of stability for its speed. You get used to it after a while. I used something called a wing paddle. It's sort of a special paddle that's sort of spoon shaped, and it gives you a little bit more purchase on the water, and it's built for efficiency. That's mainly what I use as far as the equipment goes. I didn't bring much, you know, as in the way of trail mix or a six pack.
I was going to ask about snacks. Yeah. You know, I'm very interested in snacks.
Water is the heaviest thing. If you bring a water pack or something like that, that's the heaviest thing that you can add to the boat. It can make your kayak weigh more pretty quickly. So, and snacks and everything there's not a lot of extra room. So I actually used an endurance powder in my hydration pack. It's from a company called Infinite Nutrition out of, I think, Ohio. So most of my calories came straight from the water that I was drinking. And then I would also supplement that with, I kind of have a penchant. I like these dehydrated mango strips. I'll keep a little Ziploc bag of mango strips in my pocket, in my life vest. And then, you know, other little things, you have these little Stinger waffle cookies that are high calorie, and mainly that's the real challenge. You know, I'm not bringing things for taste. I'm bringing things for their calorie content.
There are thousands of kayakers and paddlers in Wisconsin. What sets Wisconsin's paddle community apart from others, do you think?
Well, that's a good question. The upper Midwest is kind of a growing area for, well, paddle racing in particular. Wisconsin paddling, the community is fantastic just because of the variety of water that we have. I mean, Wisconsin, especially, you know, the central part of Wisconsin and the north part are just full of great lakes and, you know, waterways, rivers that range from as large as the Wisconsin River down to smaller ones. And I think, there's the paddling community in Wisconsin does a great job of contributing to the organizations that support and protect the waterways. And they really get out and put full use to the resources that we have.
Do you remember your first paddle?
My very first paddle.
Yeah.
I think it was at a summer camp when I was a kid. I was probably 8 or 9 years old. I think it was in Whitewater, Wisconsin. I can't remember the name of the camp, but, that was the first time, that I think I went out for a paddle.
did it leave an impression on you, or was there a particular time where you said, this is really for me?
There was, and that came much later. After I finished my anesthesia program, we were living in La Crosse at the time, and my in-laws, my wife's parents, got me a 10-foot recreational kayak, something that you might pick up at the local department store, as a Christmas present. And I remember the following spring, it was probably late April or early May, I finally got it out on the water, and it was at Goose Island in La Crosse. I put it out on the water and started paddling it around, and this memory came back from hearing about this crazy ultra distance race that goes across the state of Missouri. It's 340 miles. This memory came back and I thought about that and I thought, you know what, I'm going to enter that race, you know, one way or another, I'm going to get to the finish line there. And that was really the thing that started it all, was that race, that kayak.
All right. Now's the time to declare it. Is there a paddle challenge you have your eye on next?
I don't think so. There's nothing that comes to mind. A lot of people ask me about doing the Mississippi River. That seems to be the next level up, which is a huge challenge. And I don't think that's something that I'm interested in now, and probably not ever. It's just such a time commitment, and with my family obligations and responsibilities, it's something that I definitely can't cut out from my time. So, I think probably what I'll do in the near future is just go back to my racing. You know, there's long distance races in Minnesota and Missouri, and just around the Midwest that I'll probably go back to participating in. So I'd like to do a little bit more team racing. I've done a lot of solo racing, over the past couple of years, and it'd be nice to partner up with some other people to do these races.
Well, Andy, all the best to you. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it.
And that is Andy Nevitt. He is a nurse anesthetist from Rib Mountain, recently broke the fastest record for paddling the entire Wisconsin River, doing it in just 3 days, 20 hours, and 45 minutes. Go, Andy.